While they're figuring out the technology, and I'm really glad it's me for finally that hasn't screwed it up. I want to introduce myself. I'm Mark Friedman. I'm the executive director of the Jewish Federation of Nashville and Middle Tennessee. And what you just saw from Dallas, which was a wonderful, wonderful trip. I'm glad you, how many people did you have? 150. Okay. Now I'm going to show you something completely different. And we'll see if the technology is still working. So there you go, Nashville. I'm on here? Okay, very good. What we did in Nashville, you know, we're in the buckle of the Bible Belt in Tennessee. And not only are we in the buckle of the Bible Belt, we are the little hole in the belt that's exactly in the middle. And we've had wonderful relationships with evangelicals in Nashville. We've accompanied them on trips to Israel. But one of the concerns that we always have had is that we didn't really have particularly strong relationships with what we call the mainline Christian community. So as you can see on the screen, is this thing working? Okay. Can everybody hear me okay? Okay. We decided that we wanted to work with the Nashville mainline Christian community. And we've got tons of churches in Nashville. There are just, you know, there's one literally on every block. And our expected outcomes in this trip were for the clergy that went on this trip, when they came back, to be able to engage with their own communities in terms of Israel advocacy and telling the other side of this story that their churches don't particularly promote. And also to help them better understand the political and security concerns that Israel has in terms of its relationships with the Palestinians, both Muslim and Christian. Because many of them heard stories about the Christian population in Israel, most of which was not true. Why did we do it? Also, an issue that's on everybody's agenda lately, the BDS movement, to dive down into that a little bit more deeply so that they could understand the implications and the issues that the Jewish community has in fighting the BDS movement. So this is not a bar joke. We had one Episcopalian, two Methodists, two Presbyterian, one non-evangelical Baptist, two Disciples of Christ, and a Unitarian Universalist. So nine mainline Christian clergy came, and they're scattered among that beautiful shot that we have there. And again, why did we do it? We wanted to reinforce for them and explore with them the democratic and pluralistic nature of the Jewish state. Who went from the Federation, from the Jewish community? Again, Federation President, myself, the Community Relations Chair, the Community Relations Director, the Chair of our Grants Committee that helped fund the program, the Senior Rabbi of a Reform congregation, and something critically important, we brought a moderator facilitator with us so that at the end of each day, we debriefed in formal sessions with established agendas to be able to talk through what they experienced each day.
What kind of from
the Jewish community. And I'll answer that more in the Q&A session because I want to be fair to all our other panelists here. How is it funded? We had a grant for the Christian clergy. They still had to put some skin in the game. My trip and the CRC director covered by the Federation operating budget. All the Federation volunteers paid their own expenses, and the congregational rabbi from his budget, he also supported the moderator facilitator. So how much did it cost? $4,400 per person. Okay, four nights in Jerusalem, two nights up in the north near many of the Christian sites, one night in Tel Aviv. And I want to recognize my friends from Da'at back there, David Magan and the gang. They did an incredible job. And Doron Wilfun, our guide, was absolutely wonderful. Really relates well and knows the Christian Bible probably better than some of the participants on the trip from the Christian clergy. And there's another little promotional thing for Da'at. They really did a tremendous job. Where do we go? In and around Jerusalem. During the Q&A, we can talk more about the different sites that we visited. Just wanted you to get a flavor for where we went in and around in Jerusalem. And, well, this is great. I'll talk more about that later. Only in Israel do you see this juxtaposition of t-shirts. Really wonderful. The Israeli police right next to Arafat. Throughout Jerusalem in Bethlehem, we spent a full day in Bethlehem in front of the refugee camp in Bethlehem. We were at a Kfar Adamim settlement, met with some residents there. And then when we headed to the north, here's a list of the sites that we visited in the north and when we concluded the trip in Tel Aviv. I'm just showing you, it's like my family album here. Here's one of the Disciples of Christ ministers in the Jordan River, Capernaum. Now this is something that breaks a guide's heart to see a sign like this. How they can restrain themselves from not talking wherever they go, but their own managed. Right on the border with Syria, Golan Heights, finishing up in Tel Aviv. Who did we meet with? A wide range of individuals in various fields and disciplines. What you will notice there, no politicians. Okay, we tried very hard in this trip to reflect the views of Israelis by not talking to politicians. I'll tell you what, it was wonderful. It was a lot easier to schedule things. There were a lot easier conversations and lots of good debate afterwards. Paul Lipst, Rachel Corazim, Hannah Bunkowski. This, by the way, incredible presentation by Benzi Gruber about military ethics, the things that Israelis have to confront in the IDF when they're dealing with the Palestinians. Rami Nizal, by the way, those of you that do read the New York Times, Rami has been writing for them recently. This is the Pardes Institute. We spent a half day at Pardes talking about the biblical roots of modern Zionism. Jamie Salter, another wonderful guide, by the way, led this session. We literally could not get the ministers out of Pardes. They wanted to stay for the whole day. Our settler friend, Bacha Cohn, at Kfar Adamim. Zahar Shahavi, very important person. Founder, executive director of IsraAid. If you want to show the global reach of Israel in helping in disasters and all kinds of issues and going to places where you would never suspect Israel to have a presence, this is the fellow to talk to. So, did we meet with success in accomplishing our goals? Early indicators, yes. Two clergy at our annual meeting, one who labeled the BDS movement obscene. Okay, another who was prepared and did go to the National Conference of the Episcopalians, ready to speak out against the BDS resolution. It was withdrawn just as literally she was walking up to the microphone. We had two clergy join us in opposing the Iran nuclear agreement. Two of the clergy hosted a meeting with Benzi Gruber when he came to the United States last month and was in our community. The combined number of church members of these nine churches, 15,000, okay? And one of the gentlemen on the trip was the head of the Presbyterian Ministry for all of Middle Tennessee with 100 churches and over 75,000 members. So this is the potential reach that these ministers and clergy have in speaking to their communities about what they saw and what they learned, okay? Each of them has already preached about their experience. Over the next couple of months, we will be publishing their accounts in our own Jewish newspaper. They're speaking at Sunday gatherings, and Rachel Corazim, wonderful Holocaust educator, will be speaking at several of the churches when she comes to Israel, to the United States in Nashville around Yom HaShoah. So, would we do another mission with more members of the mainline Christian clergy? The answer is yes, and we hope to find the funding to be able to do that. Prior to the trip, we each asked each of the nine to describe Israel in one word. This is one of the things our great moderator did for us. Here are the words they gave us after the trip. Just take a look. So after a week together, a consensus did emerge about the situation of Israel. This was kind of our theme all the way along the line. It's complicated. But we believe that they have a better understanding of the situation on the ground in Israel. We believe we have many new friends in Nashville that we never had before, and we're just so glad we did this trip, and we're so glad that you listened to me this morning. Thank you very much.